Ladies and gentlemen, my name is VexX. This is the Vex on Vex podcast, episode number 13. Joined as always with the one and only Robot Phillips.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful.
Now, we were speaking briefly off microphone, and as we're recording this, someone just passed away.
Yes.
Would you like to discuss this?
Yes, the great mind of our generation, of our...
Not really our generation.
Not our generation, but Professor Stephen Hawking.
Now, why are you a Hawking fan?
Just how he thinks, you know, and just, I mean, me and my wife are both big on, you know, the planets and the universe and such. And just listening to him is just a complete, you know, you start to go in awe, like, whoa.
And I'm going to go completely in a different direction from you right now.
Okay.
Fuck that guy. No, for real.
Why?
Well, all right. He's brilliant, right? No one questions that he was brilliant. He's dead, by the way. He's no longer with us. He's brilliant. He's passed away. Did you ever try to read the book, the most recent one, that crazy long... The Brief History of Time? Is that what it's called? Yeah, I guess you never tried to read it. It's unreadable. It's sincerely like, I'm not a college graduate. I am not a professor. I am not a doctor. I'm a roofer and musician who podcasts. However, I am well-read, and that fucking book is difficult to get through. But beyond that, he leaves the world as a cranky old man warning us that the end is near. And that lack of hope and understanding breaks my heart in relation to Stephen Hawking. I didn't appreciate it. If you have eternal knowledge and wisdom and things of that nature, you should be more positive, in my humble opinion, and more uplifting. Why do you find him so dynamic?
I don't know. He really got into his work. I mean, you know, with actually the entire thing of, you know, they told him he was only going to live for 2 years. He lived to 76, for crying out loud.
He also divorced his wife. He was abusive towards her. These things are real. He used that weird computer thing. People didn't even know he was British because he didn't have an accent because it was a computer voice. Like, that's amazing to me. They're like,
yeah.
I had no idea he was British at all. But he is British, or he was British. I don't know. I'm not dumb. I understand that he was pretty brilliant. I sincerely know that. But I don't feel it's that much of a loss. I really, really don't. It might sound awful, but he was just literally sniping at us towards the end. Like, I don't know how much you read about it, what he was saying in the past couple of years, per se.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't exactly positive. So I personally will not miss him, sir.
Oh, well, I will.
But you and your wife will, and I.
Yeah. No, we will. Every time there was a documentary or something news read, something written about him on the news, we always, me and her, would be like running right to our computers to read it, you know, find out what he was,
But did you hear about the negativity and how we're all going to die and this is all, we're destroying this planet and what's wrong with us? That's what he was doing last year, literally.
Yeah, I know, but he does have some, but see, this is the thing. Julie, she's read a lot of his stuff and she knows how he is. He's very sarcastic.
I'm with
you. So some of the stuff that he says is mostly an inside joke to him. And he's just kind of like, I'm going to pull your strings.
And that, my friend, is irresponsible, in my humble opinion.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Like, I know, but like you know, the one thing he was talking about aliens, we shouldn't be searching for them because we could possibly...
That bothered me, too. They're going to come millions of light years away to blow us the fuck up. Come on. Come on.
That was sarcastic.
It wasn't sarcastic. No, he was dead serious. I could tell with the inflection of his non-inflection voice.
Oh, yeah, right. So that was all sarcasticism.
But that's the...
That's the thing.
Sarcasm. So wait. Yeah. Maybe I'm incorrect. Maybe you're going to change my mind, and I respect that if you do.
Okay.
Explain this to me like I'm a five-year-old, okay?
When he's serious, he's serious. But when he... When they ask him questions, like, he hates reporters. There's something...
Well, he's dead.
Yeah. Past tense. But what I'm saying is that when he was, you know, when they would drive him nuts with stupid questions, he'd give sarcastic answers. And he would literally hide them at people. Because with a robot voice, there was no feeling behind it. It was like, I am a messiah.
And that's another question.
That's the thing.
Siri, my fucking phone. My stupid phone.
He didn't want to change it.
Sounds like a lady. She's like, hello, I'm Siri. Please turn left at the corner. But fucking the smartest person in the world sounds like a robot.
Oh, you never
from
then heard
1982.
The. You never. Yeah, I know, but you never heard the interview because somebody asked him that question. Why don't you update the voice? And he says, I kind of like it.
That's it? Yeah. I kind of like it?
I kind of like it. I'd rather keep it that way. And
you could have Johnny Depp reading all of his shit for him. But no, he goes with a fucking...
Wait, Johnny Depp, but as the cap and Jack Sparrow.
That's the sound of me rolling my eyes.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Are you a huge Jack Sparrow fan?
I like Jack Sparrow.
I'm so Jack Sparrowed out, I can't even tell you. Like, all right, Johnny Depp on screen is entertaining. He really is,
yeah.
Okay? Like, I don't like Will Smith. I think Will Smith is kind of a fucking weirdo. I really do. But I'll tell you, when I see Will Smith in a movie, I like me some Will Smith. Not him, per se, but the character he's portraying. He's very good at that vessel. Like, in the Suicide Squad, he stole it for me.
Yeah, his he was good in it.
For me.
Yeah, he was
I could
really,
really
good in it.
I was like, I've never killed anyone. I don't shoot people. But I felt that guy. I was like, I dig it. Let me rephrase that. You're going to lift that. Vex felt that guy. I don't need that out there. No.
Da-da.
I understood
the, undenied
the character arc. Seriously.
Yeah.
And it made me, like, I felt the feels in reference to that guy.
Yeah.
I felt bad for that guy. And that's what Will Smith can do for me.
Yeah. Well.
Johnny Depp.
I like Johnny Depp. He's a very interesting guy.
No.
Yeah.
Like, he keeps marrying chicks and not signing fucking prenups, and now there's issues. They're taking his money. He's kind of losing it. He's hanging out with Alice Cooper. I dig that. He's playing guitar again. That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, he's having fun with it.
That's cool. I mean, you get divorced, you have fun. You never even got divorced, so you don't even know. But I'm my third goddamn marriage. So when the marriages end, you're like, whee! And you really let your hair down for a while.
All I care about is my rum.
Yeah, your rum.
Get the rum.
Shut up. Johnny fucking Depp. The guy was in fucking Nightmare on Elm Street. This isn't like a great thespian actor.
Well, you got to see him in, what was it, the train, the Chinese train or the chain train?
The Chinese train. I have no idea what you're
saying. The movie
saying.
That just came out, the train one that he was in.
So wait, did you see? Don't go grab your phone.
Well,
we're going to discuss it like adults.
Oh, God.
It just came out, right?
Yeah.
And it's his movie. And you have
no
idea what it's called.
No, it's not his movie.
Go ahead.
I watched it, and it was really good.
He's a good actor. I'm
yeah,
not
no,
so, but
he is a good actor.
You don't
actor.
Have to look it up. I'm
okay.
just saying. And you're doing that thing where you don't talk to the mic. I hate that.
No, I was talking to the mic. I just a microphone can catch from the side.
But
too.
Tell me, it doesn't sound radically different when you're on.
Yeah,
the side.
It does. But I mean, at least you're getting some kind of signal, you know, and
yeah,
it's
I know,
legible.
It's
you know?
Legible. My wife likes to yell when recording while off microphone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't appreciate that, but I love her dearly. Jack Sparrow, eh?
Yeah, I like the movies. I think they're fun.
Now, this is literally turning into episode 13, all the things that Robot loves that I don't like. So, moving right down the list, let's discuss this Panther movie.
Okay, I enjoyed it. I really thought it was really
good.
Now,
I haven't seen it yet.
24 days.
Okay.
Worldwide. $1 billion.
Now, is that a record?
That's a big fucking record.
It really
24
is.
Days.
I don't
worldwide,
know.
Worldwide.
$1 billion is a lot of money. Now, I love that actor. Did you see him when he played James Brown?
No, I did not.
Oh, it's so good.
Really?
It's so good.
Okay, I'm going to have to look it up.
He's a great actor.
Okay,
and
sweet.
And you believe in that movie that he's fucking James Brown. I'm sorry, not fucking.
He is James Brown.
I got to stop saying the F words.
Well.
I got to stop. I'm telling you, I sound like Tommy Lee. Man, I'm Tommy fucking Lee, Motley fucking
I'm Tommy Lee, I'm going to college. Yo, you want to come back and help me with my studies?
Oh, remember that?
I love that.
Nobody remembers that. Now, listen, I don't know what the timeline is, right? But if I think about it, we'll figure it out. Here's the thing. Vince Neil goes on VH1 when Motley Crue's broken up and gets a facelift. Do you remember that?
No.
The remaking of Vince Neil.
Oh, my God, I didn't
that
see that
happened.
One.
That happened. Then Tommy Lee goes to college, right? This is because none of them are doing dick. And then a year later, the band gets back together. If they just would have waited a little bit more time,
mm-hmm.
they could have stayed cool. But Tommy Lee in college, I don't know. His son beat him up. Did you see that shit?
No.
You didn't hear about this?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay. So Tommy Lee's son, Brandon Lee, is 21 years old. 21 years old. Brandon Lee is the son of Tommy Lee and that chick. What's her name?
Pamela Anderson?
Pamela Anderson. He used to be Pamela Anderson Lee, and now it's Pamela Anderson again. So Tommy Lee is, I don't know, 54, 53, something like that. Maybe older, maybe 55, something in that realm. And the kid is 21 years old, and he lives in Tommy Lee's mother trucker mansion. Like, it's massive, dude.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
in, like, Malibu. It's beautiful. Tommy Lee's currently engaged to a Vine star who I have no idea what her name is, but this chick is smoking hot. Mm. And she's like 23 or something. Like, she's young herself. She's really beautiful. She's a brunette. He normally marries blondes. This one's a brunette.
Oh,
just
wow.
saying.
Yeah.
So anyway, because Heather Locklear was his first wife. She was blonde.
Yeah.
Pam Anderson's second wife. She's blonde. And this will be the third because they're engaged.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We got engaged on Valentine's Day. Giant heart-shaped ring. So this kid lives in the house. The kid's well-adjusted. The kid's normal. Now, this is not my story. I can't say definitively what happened, but Tommy Lee posted a picture on social media. I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah.
His lips all busted up. And this diatribe about how his son, he gave his kid everything and he appreciates nothing, and he attacked him and punched him in the face, and Tommy Lee called the authorities and is trying to push charges. And this happened all like last week, for real. Now, the problem is we're recording on March 16th.
Yeah.
By the time this comes out, it's like fucking April or May or something, because it's weeks and weeks away. But while we're talking, this had just happened about a week ago. Maybe a week
Holy
and a half.
Shit.
You didn't hear it for real?
No, didn't hear this.
So that happens. They go up to the son, and they're like, what's going on? He's like, well, there's more. The mother, who is that kid's mom, his mom.
Yeah.
Think about how much you love your mom.
Yeah,
today is her birthday. You love your mom.
Yes, I love my mom. Yes.
Pamela Anderson went on a TV show. They asked her something about Tommy Lee. She's like, said the truth of what happened, that when she had the kids, he was a little abusive and he pushed her and one of the kids fell and she called the cops. That really all happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She claims that he gave her Hep C. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
And so she's talking about this. Tommy Lee goes on social media, probably while drunk, and bitches and moans that his wife can't get over him from 20 years ago and fucking let it go and blah, blah, blah. So an altercation ensues, and the son punched him out. Now, if you disrespect my mother, I'm gonna fucking punch you out too.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a 21-year-old kid. When my stepson, who's 7, in 14 years from now is 21, he's not gonna be able to knock me the fuck out. Unless I fall off of a building and I am a cripple, there's no way in hell a 21-year-old kid is knocking me the fuck out. Okay. He looks like Tommy Lee's son. He's thin. He's nothing. Nice kid. Well-adjusted kid. But this guy's disrespecting your mother. So you wrap him in the face. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. And he claims he's been trying to set up what's that thing called with when you're drinking heavily and you're drugging heavily? Intervention.
Okay,
He's been trying to set up an intervention for Tommy Lee because he says Tommy Lee's an alcoholic and needs help.
Yeah.
And Tommy Lee's like, I worked for 30 fucking years in my band and I'm retired and I can have a drink if I want to.
Yeah.
Which is typical alcoholic sentence,
exactly.
I might add. What are your thoughts on this information I've given you?
Wow.
That's
a lot to take in. Yeah,
man.
Yeah, fuck.
That's it?
That's the first thing. The second thing is I'm trying to get it in my brain, like figure out what it sounds exactly like an alcoholic, you know. Oh, I worked for 33 years. I need a fucking drink. I'm going to take a drink, you know.
Not need, but if I want to have a cocktail.
I want it,
But I follow the guy on Instagram, and he's hanging out with some gnarly people. Not like losers, but they party.
Yeah.
And he's a little too old for that shit. And like they have fun, and they look like they're enjoying themselves, but he's really wealthy. I think he's got like $30 or $40 million in the bank.
Oh, shit.
He made a boatload of money on that final Motley Crue run, which was like a good 7 years. They maybe 8. They had a long time they were out there playing. The final tour and all that stuff. He got paid a lot.
Yeah. Well, he probably has more than 30 or 40 million.
Well, he got divorced a couple times, so you don't know.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
He's
but I think
money.
From like when you look up like Google and stuff, celebrity net worth, that's about where he's at.
Okay.
Which is a very comfortable place to be when your mansion's paid for.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're
55.
Yeah, like you're not, you're not living that long. You're Tommy Lee. You've definitely partied. So
party
anyway,
big time.
So we somehow got from Black Panther to that. I don't know how, but let's return to the Black Panther.
Yeah.
What theater did you see it in?
People's Plaza.
So you went and saw it physically.
We saw it physically.
Was it 3D?
Yes.
Now, what did you think of it?
I really liked it. I was surprised. I read
why,
a couple.
Why were you surprised?
I read a couple of the comic books. I wasn't too big on
Not a
Black
fan
Panther.
Person.
Yeah. But, well, no. I mean, I dug what he was trying, what they were trying, you know, what Black Panther was.
Sure.
I dug it. But it was so much more when I really seen the movie theater. It was kind of like, you know, now I want to go get another comic book. I want to get another comic book and see how the writing is this time.
And from what you know and understand, mm-hmm. does it follow the comic book or is it a completely like, because of those movies, they shoot off.
Yeah, they do kind of shoot off and they kind of leave like little Easter eggs of like
throughout the
movie. But yeah, no, it was really good. I love that they had the Claw in there.
Understood.
Because the Claw was, you know, he's kind of like, he's supposed to be in tights, you know, and all that other stuff. I like how they did, like, the robotic arm. But originally, in the comic books, he just had a big sonic, like, it was like a speaker on his hand that shot the sound.
Okay.
But this, the hand splits in half, and the sonic thing is, like, in the center, and it pops up, and then it shoots the sonic.
Okay.
But it was really, really, I liked the movie. I liked it for what it was. And I liked the message that they were trying to push by.
What is the message?
Well, I mean, you know, like, you know, who was it? Michael, who played the bad guy now?
Oh, it's the guy from Creed.
Yeah. From Creed.
Yeah.
Michael B. Johnson or something like that.
The kid from Creed.
Yeah. The kid from Creed. He said, you know, he was like, oh, I'll let you, you know, he said something about, oh, we can get him back, we gotta let him, you know, we can get him back, we can fix him. He played Warmonger. That's the character he played. And the prince looked and said, no, he wants to be free, because if I save him, it's just putting him in another prison.
Well, see, I don't know any of the storyline or anything.
Yeah, well, it was kind of like,
so what's the message? Like, simplify.
Simplification. You know, basically, it was something to do with African Americans. You know, like, it kind of resonates to that. You know, like, you know, they're kind of like saying, and I got to choose my words wisely because I don't want to be considered like a racist. But like,
with that haircut, I mean, you're in trouble already.
You know, Caucasian guys. I'm bald. Excuse me.
Yeah, me too, but
no hair grows. but what I took from it was like, you know, we don't need our butts kissed because, you know, we don't need to be bowed upon. But the real freedom is just us being who we are, you know, kind of.
Well, that's lovely.
Yeah, I mean, but
I'm sure I'll see it on cable. Yeah. Again, phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
Love him to death.
I loved him in Civil War when they first, you know, introduced Panther, and I loved his character then, and this was just as good, you know?
Good,
you
know? Good.
It was really good. I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed the movie a lot, you know?
That's good. Now, is it really long? Is it like 2.5 hours or
something?
Yeah, something
like
that. Like a monster, like, length of movie.
Yeah, but it kept moving, and that's what I liked about it.
Now, it's supposed to be like, it's very futuristic in Africa before white people come and fuck it all up. Is that what it is?
No. Wakanda is hidden from everyone.
Oh, it's not real.
No, it is real.
No,
it's
not like a real place. It's like,
yeah,
it's
hidden.
That's right. I understand.
Yeah, it's completely hidden because they're the ones that found vibranium. Vibranium.
Now, you say it with such like
vibranium
and
yes.
dignity. I don't
know.
He's making, like, this isn't like we're talking about Cybertron or what was it? The Energon cubes. That's what, if you said Energon.
It's
cube,
supposed like, to be stronger than
Energon
you know,
cubes.
No, it's supposed to be stronger than like in Danium. Danium, you know, Wolverine's kind of stuff.
Oh, this did.
Yeah, right. It's supposed to, and it could create wars. You know, if outside found out about vibranium. They would actually, it could be bad because people would use it for bad
things.
They
could weaponize it.
Yeah, weaponize it, exactly. So that's why Wakanda stayed their way, but they technically like advanced completely.
Okay.
So
I'm following you.
Yeah.
Would you see it again?
Yeah, I would see it again.
Would you buy the DVD?
I'm kind of done buying DVDs.
Really?
Yeah, I don't buy them anymore.
Explain.
It's just, I got a bunch that I'm selling in that box right down there.
Maybe I'll buy some.
Most of them, I mean, I, after you watch them like 15, 20 times, it kind of gets, you know, okay. You start to know the movie.
How'd that library thing start? So let's go take this back in time for a moment, okay?
Okay.
We remember both as little kids when the VCR became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, you could never in any capacity purchase any film that you enjoyed.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't watch Gone with the Wind at home ever. It was in the theater, it came out of the theater, and that was the end of it. Then all through the 60s, there's things like The Graduate, great movie, like a bunch of stuff. Star Wars, you couldn't purchase Star Wars.
No,
it just
you
didn't
can't.
Happen. So then the VCR technology breaks.
Yeah.
People like your dad and my dad, which we discussed on previous episodes, would get two machines. You'd rent something, and then you would start dubbing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And you'd have your own library you'd create from those that you rented, right, conceptually. So that takes hold. I remember vividly you and I both moving out of our parents' houses, respectively, in the 90s. That was when we did that. And I would, like, go out with, like, random females, and I'd meet people, and all my friends would go to the store. And some of them would just buy gobs and gobs of VHS tapes because they weren't that expensive.
No.
And you'd buy the movie.
Yeah.
And then I held on. Like, I had, like, a small library of things I had dubbed off HBO and things like that.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
I was holding on to my – I remember the collection of the physical, of these huge tapes.
Yeah, you have
tapes.
Your collection and such. But, yeah, no, I mean, for me, I was psycho because that's all I loved doing was watching movies for a while.
But bear with me. I want to
talk
more about
this. Yeah, go ahead.
So then I remember I got a girlfriend in the summer of 2001, and she had a trust fund, okay?
Okay.
I didn't have a trust fund. I was a normal working class dude.
Yeah.
I'm in a shitty little rock band. I had my little house, and she had money. And one of my birthdays came around, and she bought me a state-of-the-art, because it was I was holding out, DVD player. She bought me a fucking DVD player, which was like a lot of money back then.
Yeah, yeah.
2001. You know what I mean? They weren't – I mean, now you can get them for like $5 just to get rid of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But back then, it's new technology. So I begrudgingly was stepping into the DVD thing because it was a gift. I think the first movie I ever got was Fight Club. Loved Fight Club. Still have that DVD to this day.
Yeah.
I remember there was a movie called Rockstar with fucking what's his name?
Mark Wahlberg.
Love that movie.
Yes, I
love
that.
Zach Wilde and shit. So I had that on DVD, and I didn't have a lot of them. They were miscellaneous. But then the prices started to drop on DVDs like they had on videos as the years went on. So I just started buying movies. I bought Anchorman for like $2 somewhere. I loved it. I mean, good shit like that. And now all the fucking VHS is dead. It's just fucking dead.
Oh, yeah. It's completely dead.
If you want to own a movie in 2018, do you save it to your hard drive digitally and you don't even bother a DVD anymore? Like, how does it work?
Okay. If it's a movie that I want and I know that I'm going to watch, like, numerous times, I'll save it to a hard drive. I got a bunch of them on there right now.
So you're just done with DVDs.
I mean, unless it's a hard-to-find DVD that you can't get, you know. Like, I have some VHS still over there that actually
that never came out on
never
DVD.
Came out on DVD.
So you have to keep it just to have
it. So I have to keep it just to have it.
Sure.
And there's ones that, you know, were exclusives and that you can't find or they're hard to find. So I got them. I mean, I have my little selection. But, I mean, with Netflix and, you know, Hulu and all those – you can go on and mostly you will find it. And if not, I have all my thing, Showbox.
Now, how long have you been a Netflix subscriber?
Oh, since me and Jules, we decided to
so
get it.
So back in the day, it was only DVDs. There was no streaming
service.
There
was no. Once the streaming came out, that's
so
when
you're
we
streaming.
Started. Yeah.
Because I had a
We don't do the DVD thing.
As I'm telling this story, I'm noticing in my life that my technological advancements always come from whoever I'm seeing.
Okay.
So I would never fuck with Netflix. I was like, fuck that. I'm not going to spend $10 a month for fuck Netflix. For real. And then in 2007, I think it is, the girl I was living with was named Marie, and she moved out, and we broke up. Mm-hmm. And then like 4 months later or 5 months later, I met this girl who became my second wife.
Okay.
I'm never allowed to talk about her. That's the rules of our divorce. I'm never allowed to talk about her. I can't write about her in the book. I can't tell stories. So I won't say her name, but she had a Netflix account. And this blew my mind. I was like, that's interesting. But I found when we moved in together that she would never send the DVD back. So she's paying whatever it was a month back then, $5, $10. I don't know what it was because she paid it. We lived together. She'd watch a movie and then we put it to the side and then it would be 3 weeks before she sent it back. Because you can keep the DVDs as long as you wanted to.
Yeah, wanted to, yeah.
Didn't matter. But then I started, she added me on because we were living together and I had my own queue. Mm-hmm. So she paid $11 a month for something. So there's an extra queue. I got laid off from a job I had. This is years ago, 10 years ago, 12 years ago,
mm-hmm.
11 years ago. And so I had a lot of time and I was on unemployment. So she'd be at work all day. And I started like watching like series of shit that I liked that I didn't want to go out and buy the DVD. And I would send that DVD back every day. And then like 2 days later, I'd have it. You know what I mean? But it just seemed like a waste of money to me because you, if you don't return the DVDs, you're just throwing money away every single month. And it was like crazy. And then we got married, and mm-hmm. then it became streaming. So that was on our TVs. And I'll never forget when she finally moved out of my house after our divorce and she left and stuff. I was upset. I was like, man, I have to sign up for Netflix because I had become accustomed to turning on my television set and there's Netflix. To the point that my current wife is now addicted to Netflix because of me, because of my second wife. I don't know, man. It's weird. The collections did not exist in our lifetime.
Yeah.
And we lived long enough to see them not exist again.
Yeah.
So Kai's 12, mm-hmm. my stepson's 7. Will they even – no, my stepson loves DVDs though. He does because his mother never got cable ever. So in his entire life, if he wanted to see something, she'd buy a DVD for $3 at the store and he'd watch it.
Yeah.
Like Curious George and shit like that, things that he likes as a
kid. Yeah,
so he understands DVDs. But does Kai like DVDs?
He did for a while. He had a shitload of them. Just like, you know, I mean, there's – he has a big book with a whole bunch of DVDs, and then he has a spindle from a burnable CDs stacked with nothing but DVDs on there.
But does he even watch them?
Not anymore. Because now that he has an Apple TV upstairs, and then Julie has one in her bedroom, and then I have one in the living room. I mean, with Netflix and Hulu, you can be sitting at your desk and just click right onto it and start watching a movie or a TV show.
My only issue with Hulu, conceptually, I love it. Like, if I want to watch, I like football, and the Eagles won the past season. I wanted to watch that on my big TV. I had all my friends over. Was it awesome? Was it awesome night?
Yeah, I saw pictures.
If you have, thank you. You should have been there, you motherfucker. But it's a long drive. But Hulu doesn't let you watch shit live. That's my wrinkle. My current wife moved in a little less than 2 years ago into my house. When she moved in, it was right when the ex-wife left. Mm-hmm. It was like this, like a week apart or something, or a few days. And so the ex-wife had cable in her name. So my new wife moves in. We had to get cable together, and we got it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to sign up for 2 years. That 2 years is going to expire really soon.
Yeah.
So the conversation has begun. Do we let it go? But football season, man, I got to see my games. And I don't know how to do that without the power of the cable television.
You said your TV is a smart TV,
right? Of course
right?
it is.
Okay. I can get you it.
That's the thing, though. Is it streamy weird? Do I get the announcers? Like, does it look good? Like,
When I watched the Super Bowl, it was fine.
You said it like 7 times. It like dropped out on you or something, didn't you say?
No. I had to get up and get. I had to pause
it.
It was so tense. Even though that the Eagles were leading,
they were only not in the lead one time. The entire game.
Yeah. So, I mean, but, you know, it was just, you know, this is the Patriots. They're known for cheating and all this other stuff.
They are.
I was just like, every time it came to, like, one other, you know, I had to pause it and take a walk and, like, come back and then go, okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm a Philadelphian at heart, you know, but...
Well, that's where
I mean,
you're from, man.
Exactly. He's so, I mean, you know, change. It's my team.
So does your son give a flying F?
No, he don't give a flying F
that's
either.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm not big on sports. You know, when I was working at the factories, you know, that's all fucking the guys would talk about.
But see, we're roofers, and that's all we talk about in the morning sometimes.
I know, and it's all it is just talk about sports. And they're talking about, you know... fantasy football and the stats and this, and I don't give a shit about that. And it's like, well, dude, why is it you sign up for the you know the what is it they call the block, and I'll win, and I'm not like
the betting pool.
Yeah, the betting pools. I would sign up for the betting pools and I'd win, and then it would be like, oh, look who wins, the guy that doesn't even care about sports.
No, it's always how it is though. Yeah, actually, because they're so, it's random. It's a thing. Like, you would think that gambling has a system.
Yeah.
It does not have a system.
No, I just sit there and look at the chart, and then I just go, that one. And then I'd come back and they'd be like, dude, you won $150. I'm like,
good for you.
Yeah.
And they wanted to kill you.
Yes, basically.
All right. We make lists before we have our podcast of things that we're going to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
I read on your Facebook page that you've been having insomnia lately. Yeah.
What is happening there?
Oh, man. I don't know what the hell happened.
What happened? Tell me.
I don't know what happened. Like, all of a sudden, I started getting insomnia. Like, I would just be laying there, and then, like, I don't know if it's my mind just wandering. Like, it wouldn't shut up.
How long ago did that begin in your life?
Oh, God, it's happened on and off.
Now, I'm going to tell you something you're not going to want to hear. You're not going to like to hear any of these words, but okay. I can fix your insomnia for you.
Yeah.
You have to start exercising. You don't like that idea, do you?
I get enough exercise.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I breathe.
If you just did cardio 3 days a week for less than an hour, believe me, you'd sleep like a stone. I ran 4 miles this morning before I came here and did this.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
And when I go home tonight, I will sleep like a stone.
Well, no, I think what happened was I got out of sync, and that the thing was.
What do you mean you got out of sync? Explain.
Well, you get like with me, my thing is, I have so many damn video games. A lot of them I haven't played yet.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Because I buy them used.
I know.
And I get sucked into like I'll pop.
But
one
that's
in.
Everybody. If you turn the system on.
I'll get
6 hours goes by.
6, 8, 9, and the next thing I know, it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. Oh my God, I gotta like wake. Julie gotta go to work. So I just go, I'll just keep playing until 7. So I'll bring my phone downstairs and I'll have it with me. The alarm goes off at 7. I send her to, you know, get her prepped, get her out for work. Then 8 o'clock rolls around. I'll get Kai set up and then we'll drive him to school.
Sure.
Come back. And then the next thing I know, it's like I'm falling asleep, so I
take, no, but that's yeah,
I sleep from 9 o'clock all the way
until like 3.
So
right?
That's yeah. But the last insomnia that I had, I was working on the basement, and
sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, I literally am like revamping my whole basement and my collection.
What's your nickname for it? Because I called it the back.
The Geek Cave.
This is the Geek.
I call it the Geek Cave because it is. I have anime. I have video games. I have movies, TV. You know, whatever.
I've got to tell you, as a male with testicles who grew up playing with the same toys that you did, this is a heavenly place to
yes
be.
It is, it's very comforting.
It is so amazing. You feel 7 years old
exactly
again. And your toys are pristine and you have everything.
Yeah I there's something good about me.
Most definitely.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, I'm literally like redoing everything. Like, we had a couch and, you know, my kid was like, you know, we all had it. And if you're a parent, you understand this. Potty training, it's a pain in the balls.
Yeah.
And my son refused to wear pull-ups because he thought, I'm a big boy, I can go to the bathroom. Nope, he falls asleep on the couch, pisses pants. And now the couch is pissed on. So, yes. And this is the trouble here that we're having, people.
But that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I understand that. But what happens is daddy takes a nap, so he wants to take a nap. Kai, do you have your pull-ups? He lied to my face. Yes, daddy. And
you fell for it.
I'd fall for it. And really, to tell you the truth, and I know this is disgusting, but he's peed on this couch 20, 30 times. And it's like I'm sitting there soaking it in almost like every chemical you could possibly find to make.
So wait, what does that have to do with your insomnia? So, this is a crazy down the rabbit hole.
I know.
Stern.
I literally, while we're talking about my geek cave.
So wait, where's the couch now?
The couch is trashed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because what happened was, even though I was soaking chemicals and it was hiding,
they don't
the smell,
care. They okay. don't want to hear about your piss couch.
No, well, I do. I'm throwing away everything. You know, that's the whole point of this. And I let
well, wait,
me get.
How?
To the point.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. But how long ago are we talking about that your insomnia kicked in when you were working on the basement? Was that a year ago?
No, that was just a couple days
now,
ago. Yeah. Yeah.
But wait.
Yeah, the insomnia was just a couple days ago.
No. I'm sorry.
Oh.
My question, because you had said the last time you had a bout of insomnia was when you were working on the basement. The last time.
Yeah, that was just recently.
You're the worst. Okay. Before this bout of insomnia, right?
Oh, before this one. Okay, yeah.
How did you defeat it last time?
I had to force myself to
stay
up.
All day.
and just literally fight it and fight it.
And
so
then you go to bed at 9 o'clock at night
and
then you sleep
out cold.
Through the night.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Well, you could. You're a big boy. You could.
Yeah.
Do that.
No,
you're a man.
I could do. Yeah, I did do it. I slept fine last night.
Oh, so you're back.
Yeah,
on track.
Yeah, I'm back on track. That was. I just wrote that down. I'm writing things like from my mind. You know what? Okay. Well, I'm thinking about it. You know. Right
my
now.
Thing. Well, no, I know.
Yeah,
I know, I'm just saying. But I saw it on Facebook that you were.
Yeah,
upset about.
Yeah. No, I was really upset about
so
it.
I wanted to bring it up, but I didn't want to discuss it.
No.
But here's something we have something. Jabba's sand barge.
Yes.
You and I are both avid Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
Is this toy real or
yes.
is it an internet hoax?
No, it is from Hasbro.
For
Hasbro's
real.
Sponsoring this thing. But see, it's just like, I'll name one of them, Kickstarter. It's like
yeah.
a Kickstarter.
But from fucking
they
Hasbro?
Need, yeah. Well, it's their dream thing.
So how much they got to raise to make it?
They want 5,000 sold.
So
and
how much is like $100 how much is it?
Try again, $529. This thing's going to be humongous.
All right, you want your wingspan? Is it like 4 feet long or something?
Yeah, it's going to be huge. Yeah, it's going to fit if the three and a quarter inch figures.
That doesn't have to be that big though.
Yes, it's well
because here's the thing. If it's the sand, put your phone
just keep
down.
Talking.
We're just going to talk about it. If the sand barge, oh, you made the boom and
oh,
everything.
Sorry.
You're so
no,
angry.
No, I didn't. I wasn't angry.
Here's
just
what I'm trying to
sorry.
Say. So we're looking at a coffee table. Okay.
Yeah.
That coffee table is like 3.5 feet, right?
Yeah.
So it's
going to be
gonna,
about that size.
Here's
maybe
what
a little bigger. Okay.
Maybe a little bit bigger. Here's what I'm confused about in reference to that, though. The toys were never fully to normal scale.
No,
like
I know
when
that.
We look at the original, so it's 3.25 or 3.5. How much?
3.5. I don't know what the size
roughly,
is
but
now.
The
yeah,
standard
roughly.
Star Wars toys.
Yeah,
bigger,
exactly.
Right? Which we'll say 3.5 or whatever. My friends know, but I don't know. So when I look at the Millennium Falcon, it's not to scale. It
no,
really,
I understand
really
that.
So why would the sand barge be to scale?
Well, this is supposed to be for the scale of those figures, that size
but
figure.
But it shouldn't be that big. They can pull off a sand barge that is as big as my laptop.
There's pictures of it. Have you seen it?
And that's my question.
Yeah.
It seems like a hoax to me. It doesn't seem real.
No,
like
this
those
is
pictures
real.
And everything, it doesn't seem legit.
You have to watch the video on the,
oh,
on
see,
the
I
lab.
Did.
Yeah,
I
it's called
it.
Hasbro Labs. That I think that's what it's called.
And here's my confusion. $500.
Well, it's $499, but after shipping and everything, it's $529. But they
that's
need
even worse.
I know, but
give
they
me free
need
free shipping at least. You fuckers.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying too. But it is by all means. This is supposed to, you know, that they're at like almost 4,000 buyers. I think now. I haven't checked it recently, but I think it's like close to $350 maybe.
But here's my thing. I want it.
I want it too.
I don't
want
to spend $500 on it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even have any of my characters.
Well, what would you do if Hasbro came and said, hey, guess what? We're putting out the USS flag again, but it's going to be $499.
Here's the difference.
Okay.
It's already existed, A.
Yes.
B, that's worth $499 because there's ones going for $5,000.
Yeah.
C. Nostalgia is real.
Okay.
I am annoyed that the flag got away from me as a child.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Fort Max. The original one was going for $1,000, $1,500.
Fort Max is what exactly? You're losing
the one right in there, the corner, the one with the blue and red.
We're on a goddamn yes. podcast. When you say look in the corner, they don't know what you're saying.
Okay, well, okay. Everybody that's a Transformers fan, Fort Max right there, where my finger's pointing. The big, huge fucking robot with
yes.
the sword. Yes.
Yes.
That one. Fort Max is the kind of like the blueberry of Transformers.
What's blueberry?
Blueberry. Cereal. It's the caviar of like Transformers.
Understood. Now
okay.
that makes sense to me. The caviar
there
of Transformers, I get it.
So.
Unicron to me is the
let
caviar.
Me, okay, so the original one went for $120, I think.
Which is astronomical.
The reissue. They announced it.
Yes.
$349. You know how fast people ran to their computers to pre-order one?
But it's the caviar. And then here's the thing. You didn't get 5,000 people yet for this
no,
barge.
And this
the
is
barge isn't that important in the folklore.
I
if
know.
You could sell me Jabba's castle for $500, which is 4 feet.
Sold, I know. Yeah.
I would buy that.
Yeah.
Because you have the door in the front. I got the pit for the Rancor.
Yep.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the Rancor
like,
pit.
The whole thing, like, I could do that for $500, and it might be worth it, actually.
No, it would.
But this barge is over fucking size.
I think
it's bigger than a Millennium Falcon.
I understand that, but this is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm getting at. I think this wasn't Hasbro's doing. This was them listening to the hardcore fans.
I did.
And I think the hardcore fans are the ones that always wanted it, so that's why they're getting it.
But it's too big. It's too boku.
Too boku. You know, hey, to each their own, but I mean, you know.
Well, you're not buying it.
No.
And I'm not buying it. And we're Star Wars nerds.
I know.
This isn't a...
yeah. But
yeah, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Something you're suspect. If there, they turn,
I'm suspect. You're suspect, sir.
You, sir, have crossed the line.
Crossed the line. This is me rolling my eyes.
Brilliant! That was so well done. That I applaud you for being a fan and understanding it.
Yep. So yeah, no, I mean. You know, it's
I want something. The Rancor. I never had that as a kid.
And I want the carbon freezing chamber.
Your son has it.
No, I want a fucking like masterpiece version. That's what this is. There we go. There we go.
That's the parallel.
This is the.
It's not equivalent to the Star Wars toys we've already purchased.
This is kind of like the masterpiece
for
of
$521 fucking dollars. It better fly. And it doesn't. It doesn't fucking fly. There's no little tiny engine in that fucker.
I have Masterpiece Soundwave. He doesn't fucking transform into a real transistor radio. It doesn't play.
I bet you he could, though, for a couple batteries and some wiring. I bet you. That might actually work out. Do you remember Rumble?
Yeah. I have Frenzy, I think. I don't have Rumble.
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 Good time. So as I think I've asked you this before, and I'm sorry I don't remember.
No, it's fine.
As a little kid, who was your favorite Transformer? I really have no idea.
My first one, I'll tell you, the first one that I tore open from Christmas was Thundercracker.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I always had, like, even though he's a Decepticon, I always dug that. He kind of, you know, because at the time when I was a kid, blue was my favorite color. And he's blue.
Well, Soundwave's blue. And that was my first one.
Okay.
So I had this affinity for Soundwave my whole life. Yeah. I never had a Megatron ever. That's why I'm obsessed with
Megatron. I had Megatron. I had a Megatron. Prime. Yeah. I had the original G1 Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened? My mom didn't throw that one away. I was promised. The story is real quick. My mom was vacuuming. And mom, pick up your toys. Well, she was vacuuming. Got caught in the vacuum, ripped his legs off.
That happens.
Yeah,
that
so happens. Had a kid in grade school that promised me he would fix it, and I never got it back.
I would punch that kid right in his fucking face.
I know.
He was probably named Tom, and he moved.
No, his name was Robert. Yeah.
Do I know
him? He went to grade school with me. No.
I didn't go to your grade.
Yeah. You didn't go to Nativity.
I did like Nativity. We had the same uniforms. I appreciate that. Both blue. And then Adalbert's had that weird, creepy yellow uniform.
I know. Piss yellow.
Yeah, right? Piss yellow! Fuck that, man.
Piss yellow and shit brown.
We had baby blue button-down shirts.
And navy blue pants.
I was going to say slacks, because that's old.
Well, slacks.
And then blue ties.
Remember? Or dungarees.
Oh, the dungarees word.
It's true, man. So I have a question about the Autobot that's behind you, the head.
Yeah.
The blue part? Mm-hmm. Is that supposed to be the eyes, or are the eyes the slots up top?
No, that's supposed to be the eyes.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's a blue.
It looks like it doesn't really belong there. No. Like, it feels like the eyes should be like glasses or something up top he's looking through.
No, that's supposed to be the crest.
So that's the eyes.
Yeah, it's the crest.
The crest.
Yeah, because that's supposedly like a kind of quote-unquote helmet.
What's with the gas mask who's back there against that window?
That was a game called Killzone.
Explain it.
That's Killzone 3. It's your typical shooter, but it kind of did like with an alternate reality of like the these ghast. That's what I think what they were called, the ghast or something.
So they were like the villains.
Yeah, they were like the villains, and that's you were cool. Like the retaliation to them.
Were you a fan of can't think of the name of it. Werewolf in London when you were a child?
No, never cared for it.
Why?
Just, I never cared for
it. Did you see it?
I saw parts of it.
That was one of the movies that my dad rented by mistake. Uh-huh. And then I'm sitting there watching it and they showed titties and he was like, all upset. But I remember like, it was interesting. You're not a fan of the Werewolf in London.
No, I'm just not. I watched some of it and I just turned it off.
American Werewolf in London, that's what it was called.
Yeah, yeah. Now I remember. Yeah,
and I remember it was the first time I'd ever heard Creedence Clearwater Revival was in that movie.
Ah.
Looking at my back door. And I was like, I don't know what that is there, but this movie's pretty good. And then he's in there as a werewolf. He bangs the nurse. I don't understand that as a little kid. How do you meet a chick on like Thursday and you're banging her on Friday? It didn't make any sense in my little child brain. But
yeah.
You didn't like that movie?
Nah.
All right, how about Creepshow?
Love Creepshow.
Now see, there we go.
I own Creepshow.
So, I got my birthday cake.
I have that figure.
Is that your... I saw that figure. Yeah. It's not here, but I saw it in the store. Yeah, your favorite one of the vignettes? Is that the one you like the most?
Yeah, yeah, that was the one I liked the most. That was the one that stuck out for me. But then there's the one where Stephen King gets the meteor and he turns into the green. No, he turns into a plant. Yeah,
he shoots himself in the head. You know what ones freaked me out as a kid? This is weird. Remember how Leslie Nielsen was the guy from Airplane? He's all funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In Creepshow, he's like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And he like kills some people.
Ted Danson.
And Ted Danson's not famous yet. But by the time I see Creepshow, he's kind of famous because Cheers happened. And he shoots them in the head and they're like...
You know what he did to Ted Danson in the movie?
Well, he
buried him up to his chin. So when
the water
came, when
he's
tide
like,
came in,
how long can you hold your breath? Ha ha ha! I can hold my breath a long time.
Yeah, and you just see him there, and he's like, and then 20 minutes, it's like they fade to black, and then come back, and he's.
Well, Ted Danson's all pissed off, holding his breath, like gritting his teeth. The roaches one fucked me up as a kid.
The roaches one still to this day kind of like it turns my stomach.
How'd they shoot that, man?
It was all prosthetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The body splits up and he just has roaches and roaches.
Yeah.
Is that all the vignettes? We got the guy in the beginning with his birthday cake.
I'm trying to think.
What about the little kid who's like trying to who makes a voodoo doll and stabs his dad in the neck?
Yeah, I forgot that one.
But that's in between them all. That's
I
like
think
the,
so,
the
yeah.
Running through it.
There's other ones I think too. Well,
you said you own it.
Yeah, I do.
See, like, I remember the guy, I can't think of his name. He's a pretty great actor. He's the one who gets his head bashed in with the cemetery tombstone.
Yeah.
Before he's famous, too. So he's in that. No idea what his name is. He's in A Beautiful Mind. He plays the CIA.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
No idea.
Yeah.
So he's in Creepshow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first vignette is the birthday cake one. I appreciate that tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen King, I think, is the second one. Where the meteorite hits.
I thought that was the last one.
No, I don't know. We're talking. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think. Because I bought it and me and Kai watched it because Kai liked the birthday cake scene. And I know. You showed that to a little kid?
Saw it as a little kid.
Yeah, I know.
Of course. That's what it was for.
Yeah, exactly.
It was for little kids.
Kai laughed his ass off with the birthday cake scene.
I got my birthday cake. The roach guy's like in the middle.
Yeah.
Ted Danson. I think there's one after Ted Danson, that one.
Yeah, because, I mean, I watched it, and I never watched it again after I bought it, but I got it for, like, $3 at Second and Charles, so.
You never watched it again? Oh,
yeah, I just, like, put it back up, and, like, well, you know, I mean, I was like, you can't see that on, like, it's never on Netflix, it's never on Hulu.
Now, is that because Stephen King owns the whole thing?
I think so, so I'm like, you know what?
Was it his? Did he make
that
stuff?
Yeah, that was, I think, him.
We forgot one, the Tasmanian Devil. The Tasmanian Devil in the basement, where he shoots his wife in the head. Where he imagines killing his wife the whole
time.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
she's
yeah.
the chick from Swamp Thing? Is that what that
Maybe,
movie's called?
Maybe, yeah.
She's also in Escape from New York.
Okay. I'm trying to think.
You're supposed to be a fan. You're like, I love Creepshow. You have no
idea.
Yeah,
I do love. Well,
they had the Tasmanian Devil was in the basement. It had been in the crate for like 50 years underneath the staircase at like UCLA or some shit.
Uh-huh.
Remember?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the teacher was there, and he hated his wife. Everyone just calls me Billy.
Yeah.
She had a great body, but she was fucking C-U-N-T.
Cunt.
Yeah, I guess we say cunt on this show.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, Creepshow was good. That was like that was my only foray. I can't say
there's
that word today.
Yeah, foray.
Into foray. Horror, yes.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different horror ones that I love. But they're old school, and some people might say they were like campy or they were stupid or bleh. Like, I have the original, like... gore movies like that started the slasher and gore kind of things that they were hard to track down. I'll never get rid of those. There's another one that had Peter Cushing in it, and
I don't know who Peter Cushing is off the top of my head. Who is he?
Star Wars said he was the admiral.
Oh,
yeah,
Grand Moff.
Yeah, Grand Moff Tarkin. He was
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yeah,
what's with the accent?
I don't know.
You turned British.
I know. I just was ending.
In Rogue, did you like that they brought him back and they like digitally enhanced him and stuff?
Yeah,
Rogue
I thought One. He looked good.
It didn't look real though.
Yeah, I mean, it did look like video game-ish.
It did.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah,
like it's fucking video game.
Yeah,
Princess Leia looked better, I think.
I mean, there were some scenes even in like Black Panther and Civil War with Panther's suit when he's doing the weird stunts. It's like. Yeah, that looks video game.
There's a couple of years there where like the real like the Spider-Mans from like the early 2000s
mm-hmm.
looked really video game instead of like happening.
Well, Homecoming was the same thing. That looks more real
okay.
because they did do a lot of the real stuff, but it was like the top of the monument that they did that he does that flip.
Yeah.
That's actually there, but it's not as high. It's like, you know, maybe 10 feet and they have them on wires and the plays Spider-Man, he's like a, you know, he's an acrobat. He's really, really...
In real life.
Yeah,
or is
it
the actor who's not doing the talking parts just in the suit? Or is
no,
it both?
It's,
so
it's
the guy who does the talking...
Talking and the...
Is an acrobat.
And talking and the actor.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so he's like...
Well, that's what I meant.
A dancer, too, if I'm not mistaken.
A dancer.
Like a Broadway dancer. But I think he's an acrobat, if I'm not mistaken.
Didn't Green Day make like a fucking... No, wasn't it Bono who made like a Spider-Man on Broadway and somebody died?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
There was a Spider-Man on Broadway.
And I think that Bono was like one of the producers, the guy from U2 or something.
Yeah.
And some kid died trying to be Spider-Man.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, on the thing, like acting like something
fucked
Jesus.
Up. And
he like fell and broke
fell
his neck or something.
Broke his neck and.
Not
death.
That I seem to care because I don't even know anything about the story, but I kind of remember it. Do you have an Etsy sketch here?
No.
You got to get one of them, man.
No, Kai had one. He put his hand and he put something through it, and the batter was everywhere.
Batter?
Huh?
The what was there?
The powder.
Powder. I didn't
the
know,
powder
oh, yeah,
inside
yeah, yeah.
of it was all over the place, and that shit was a bitch trying to clean up. My God. I was using OxyClean and then in bleach and then, you know, just to get it out. And if it got on you when you rubbed it, it became like a one big smear on your hand. And then you would sit there scrubbing it to get it off. It was insane.
Aww.
And we just looked at each other, me and Jules, and went, that's it. No more extra sketches.
No more extra sketch. I don't know. I kind of appreciate them. So out of you, how many game systems do you own?
If you count... Because
that's a PS4.
Yeah, I own GameCube, PS4, Dreamcast, the original Xbox, which is down below you. Original Xbox. Wait, I'm going through them real quick. Xbox, GameCube, PS4, PS3, PS2, PS1.
So you're just a PlayStation guy.
No. I have Xbox. I have Xbox. Xbox Original, I have Xbox 360, Xbox One, Elite. I have the Elite
There's
one.
A new Xbox One now.
Yeah, it's Xbox One X.
Yeah,
it's
right?
So stupid.
How annoyed am I? I just got the goddamn Xbox One. They're like, by the way, there's
oh,
a
no.
new one.
No, they got the PS Pro, too, the PS4 Pro. I'm like, eh. Oh, I got a Dreamcast, too.
In your opinion, better graphics or PlayStation or Xbox at this point?
I don't care. It's
no,
playability.
I'm, no, not... Oh, well, which
yeah,
is
for
better?
Me, it's... I like... Well, some games are great. I more or less tend to the PlayStation 4 because I like that controller. That controller,
good controller, right? But I'm really used to the Xbox controller now.
The Xbox controller, yeah, I'm like iffy with that one.
Okay.
But I mean, there's a learning curve, you know, and so I just keep playing to get that learning curve. But you know, for PS2 and PS1 games. I forgot how of a learning curve because some of them you got to use the directional pad. And
yeah.
You can't use the analog sticks. And I'm like, I want the analog sticks. So you get comfortable with it. So I'm reteaching myself with that.
But I remember telling you probably off microphone, I was the last gaming system I owned was like a Sega Genesis
okay.
in like 1990. And then I didn't care for
yeah.
a long time. And then a girl dumped me and I was very sad. And my friends were all playing a PS2, and this is like 2002, yeah, I think 02, if that's
yeah.
not right. And I went out, and I bought that, and I got Vice City. And I just sat on my couch killing cops with a Gatling gun for an entire weekend.
Oh,
I played so much the first day I bought it on a Friday night after work. I fell asleep with the controller in my fucking hand on my couch killing cops. Literally. So the reason I'm bringing any of this up, they're going to do a new GTA in fucking Vice City.
Yes. They're now, supposed to come back to it.
Will it be as expanded as GTA 4 was? Or is it 5? Is it GTA
5? It's 5.
5 is massive.
Yeah.
Will the universe be like that in Vice City?
Yeah, most likely.
So not a plug-in game, a real full-on fucking game.
Yeah, it'll be as big or probably even bigger than 5.
Jesus Christmas.
Yeah. Well, Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming out soon. That's
Red
what
Dead Redemption I never played.
I
I
have
remember,
them right there.
For, I remember reading that it was just like the greatest game for its time and no one cared.
Yeah, country. You know, cowboys.
Yeah.
You know? And then they came out with Nightmare, which is kind of like, you know, everything zombie and like horror.
Yeah.
But it's the whole like, just imagine, you know, you're in that world, but with everything, I'm like, oh, I got to buy this, you know? I haven't played them yet. I really haven't sat down to play them because they're really in-depth games. But see, the thing with me, I like GTA, okay? I love the whole GTA franchise. But you know what I love about it? I love 1 and 2. I love that overview. I own those. Now, the thing is with GTA, you can't go on fucking line. Because the minute you go online, you see all the little red dots on your little map. And then all of a sudden you come on and then they're all dredging to you. Because they're coming to kill you and just cause hell for you. I never cared for it online. I was like, okay, I'm done with that.
But can't you get DeLorean online and shit for GTA 5? Like, it's like
yeah, you
deal,
could,
right?
But
like,
it's a pain in the ass to get all the money. You know, you got to constantly do jobs. I mean,
there's a cheat for all the money though.
Not,
I have millions of dollars.
Well, no,
in my
when
character.
You're well, you got to be careful online. If you start using cheats, they can ban you for life, and then you cannot go online.
What?
Yeah.
What?
They're trying to. They're trying to clamp down on that shit.
Why?
If you're not online, there's a bunch of cheats. I have the cheats on my phone, you know?
But if I play GTA 5 online, which I didn't even bother. Now, our guitar player, King Sam from Starscream, loves it online. It's like his favorite thing to do. I don't fucking do that. I just want to go in and play the adventures and drive around and be cool. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then I didn't pay. Oh, you know what? Now that I think about it. I haven't paid my $50 to fucking Xbox in like 2 years.
Okay, so then you're not online.
Anymore.
Yeah,
I still,
anymore.
I still log in with my account.
Yeah,
though.
No, I have it automatic for PS4.
It's
so,
free, right?
Yeah, PSN, and you get 2 free games every month. But because I own PS3 too, I get not just 2 games, I get 4 games. So I have, that's why I had to buy an external. I have to buy an external now for my freaking PS3 because I'm, what? I had a 500 gig hard drive on that, and it's like now I got it filled up almost.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, I have a shitload of games, you know, downloadable content games. So it's like, fuck. You know? I got a ton of a shitload of physical games, and now I got a shitload of physical, you know, other games, you know, online, just sitting on my hard drive.
So you prefer PlayStation over Xbox?
Yeah, I mean, but there are some – the things that I love about Xbox One is because it's a Microsoft program – it's a Microsoft product, all the computer games you get
– transfer
you can,
over.
You can now – no, you can get the Xbox version. So there's games like Astroneer.
I just said transfer. Yeah, I just said transfer kinda, over, and you're like, no.
Well, no. They some of them do, not all of them. But I have Astroneer. I have Elite Dangerous.
Aren't games way better on your computer, though?
Yeah, but I don't care. See, the thing is with me, I have to set it up. And the other thing, too, that I found out from my wife is with the Mac, it's powerful, but there's not many games on there for
that's
the Mac.
True, yeah.
You know? So, like, I won a game from one of the streamers that I was watching. And he's like, you won the code for Street Fighter V. And I'm like, yeah! I get on the Steam and I go, oh, it's only for PC.
Not Mac compatible.
Yeah, it's not Mac compatible. Like, fuck, I got this game for nothing, you know, and it's sitting on there. And it's never been played.
So there's no computers in your house that are any longer Microsoft-based?
Julie has one. That's it.
Use hers.
No.
You're married.
She, it's, I just can't walk up.
You're so mad. You're like, I can't do that.
I can't fucking do that. That's for work.
Man, I work. You got to play a video game, goddammit.
No, she has a ton of video games. We got to team up our Steam accounts so then all the games she owns, I can play them.
considering you've been married a long time, you should probably get on that.
Well, no. We haven't had a chance. And when we did finally want to do it, my Steam started going all apeshit on me, and I couldn't, like, get the code in and stuff in time. So I was like, we've got to do it again, you know. So maybe this weekend we might do it.
Okay.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, there's – I just got GTA 1 and 2, and I'm like, I can't wait to sit down and play these.
Dude,
both.
Vice City, man. It's coming back. They're gonna be
I know,
GTA
but
Vice
I
City.
Mean, yeah.
That's my game.
I know it's your game.
That was
know?
My introduction.
Yeah, that was your introduction.
Really?
Three was my introduction.
And technically that was 4. Then years after Vice City was GTA 4, if you
remember
that.
Yeah, that was with Nico, Belko.
Well, that was the guy on the West Coast, wasn't it? San Andreas?
No, it was New York.
It was Nico.
Yeah. Nico.
And
Nico.
San Andreas was
Nico
before
Belka.
That.
Belka or something.
Like 04 or something is like San Andreas, I think. Late 04.
Yeah.
I loved that. And when that came out, that was a big deal. That was a huge universe. Of
I had the special edition for that, for the one with Nico. And it came with a safe. I have the safe still.
Get out.
Yeah. I got rid of the game, but I still kept the
rid of the game.
Well, I got tired of it.
I beat it fast.
Yeah, the same here. But 5, it's like, okay, I'm doing the same thing I did with the last one.
I'm blanking, but there's a game that's GTA, the ripoff of it.
Okay.
I can't think who makes it, but there's like 4 of them, and you become President of the United States.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What game is it?
Ah, shit. Saints Row.
Saints Row is my favorite.
Oh, I love Saints Row.
Dude, my guy's bald with my eye makeup covered in tattoos. Like, he's me running around the city. I'm like, this guy's awesome.
And it's so, I love what it, before, the first 2, I think, were all like, yo, we gangers.
Yeah, now you can do anything.
Now it's like, we are not taking anything serious. You can beat a person with a big fucking dildo.
You can play the game as a dildo.
Yes,
you can
I
be
know.
A giant naked dildo running throughout the game.
Oh, my God.
People. And they just stopped making them. I fucking love that game.
I know. I have them. They're sitting on my Darren hard drive on my PS4. I beat it, the main quest, but now I want to go back and just fuck around in there.
Which one's the last one you played? Did you play the one where the aliens came to Earth?
Yeah, yeah. And then there's Gat Out of Hell, which was a free download that
I got.
That. Yeah,
I got
so that. I got that.
That's
one.
Not a good game though. I liked it, but because it was Saints Row, but it's not that good.
I don't care. I'll play it.
But they fucking, I want to make another one. They don't, but I want them to make another one. All right, that's the end of the podcast.
Actually. Oh, okay. Well,
so my name is VexX.
And my name's Robot.
And thank you for listening. This is the Vex on Vex podcast. It's available on the Podbean application through the Loud and Loaded Network. We ask you to please go to our Facebook page and like our pictures and be a sponsor. And that's all we have to say. So thank you so much for listening. This is VexX telling you to stay frosty.
Peace.